It's time to shake out your money-making truth. You're listening to Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Have you ever wondered why some people work really hard for their money while others live lives of joy and abundance with seemingly little effort? You are about to learn powerful, tangible steps to shifting your mindset and connecting to your flow of money and abundance. Jennifer teaches you to connect to who you are at a soul level and how to use that connection to create a personal and specific relationship with money. Learn how money is a powerful tool to achieve your desires and your desires to then serve the world. So shake out your money-making truth right now. Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom.
Hello, everybody. I'm Jennifer Bloom, host of Soul Wisdom Abundance, Create Wealth Through Spiritual Health on Transformation Talk Radio. I am simply delighted to get to spend the next hour or so together with you as we focus on having conversations that help us return money into the soul realm. You know what? I'm going to pause just a second because before we get into our topic today, I have something that I'd like to bring out into the light. And, you know, it's a really interesting time in our country right now. I think that's putting it mildly, right? We've got angst over politics. We've got angst over the direction of the country in general. There's angst around health and wellness with, all kinds of information coming in around viruses. And the thing is that money is really woven into and around all of those topics, all of those situations. You know, looking at the services that we want provided by our government, to the amount of money that it is required to run for president, or, you know, lost wages if quarantines end up being something that are real in this country. And there are so many different ways to go down the rabbit hole of fear. And it does absolutely no good to go down that rabbit hole. And that's why it is so important, in my opinion, to be having conversations like the ones that we're having here on Soul Wisdom Abundance and the many other shows that are out here on Transformation Talk Radio, right? It's so important that we remember our own individual power, regardless of what's happening in the world around us. You know, when I first realized that it was part of my path to speak about money, I rebelled for a while because it didn't seem important enough. Or I think more accurate, the word that's more accurate is shallow. It felt very shallow to be talking about money, but there's nothing shallow about embodying your understanding of your role in creating your own resources, right? To be able to be empowered in creating what it is that you want and need here on the planet. Okay, so that being said, I want to welcome you again. I love these powerful conversations. I think there's going to be another one today. I'm really glad that you're here. We've got a great topic around receiving today and a fantastic guest. And let's think a little bit about receiving for a moment before I introduce my guest. We spent a lot of time talking about actions that are going to make us money. How are we going to make money? How am I going to make resources? And we forget that we are natural receivers. It's the other side of the coin. If one side of the coin is making, then the other side has to be receiving. And that's a whole other conversation that we don't often talk about. So today, that's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about receiving. And I am delighted to introduce you to Nat Karapmetri, who has got a lot to say about this topic. So let me tell you a little bit about Nat. So Nat guides visionary leaders to liberate themselves from the exhausting and confining mindset that they can't be who they naturally are and have what is meaningful. His clients learn to embody a new way of being that is harmonious with their core selves, that makes room for what really matters, and that leads change through presence. Nat is a quantum play facilitator and the creator of the unconditional receiving model When he isn't engaged in his life's work, Nat enjoys traveling and dancing the Argentine tango with his beloved wife, Olga. And I, for a variety of reasons, am going to suggest that you connect with Nat, if not only to see his videos that he shares with of dancing, which I absolutely adore. So Nat, welcome. I'm so glad that you're here to have this conversation today.
Thank you so much, Jennifer. It's really a joy to be here.
Great. All right. So I've taken up a little bit of time getting on my soapbox today, so I want to dive right in. We're here today to talk about receiving. So let's set the stage a bit. Tell me from your perspective, you know, we throw the word receiving around a lot in the spiritual world. Tell me what that means to you. How do you define receiving?
Yeah, so you said earlier that we're natural receivers, and we are. I see receiving as a state of being, of being open and present, feeling at ease, feeling free to be who we are. And when we're in that state, we're always receiving.
Yeah, you know, I think that when we get focused on a particular resource, like let's say money, right? Mm-hmm. We can feel like we don't receive, right? Like if I want to have a certain amount of money in my bank account and I don't have it there, it can end up feeling like there's something wrong with me, right? That I can't receive. But I think we have to take that broader view first and look at all the ways that we do receive on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, absolutely. We can get so focused on what we're not receiving and, you know, what we don't have that we lose sight of all that we are, all that we do have and are receiving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, what are your favorite ways to receive, or what are the favorite things that you receive on a daily basis?
Well, I mean, the simplest that come to mind are taking a breath, right? Breathing in is a receiving of life. They're receiving of affection or love from my wife. There's the receiving of beauty, of, you know, noticing nature and flowers and the clouds and blue skies, you know, that's receiving. Eating is receiving.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, and I love to eat, so I receive quite a bit of that.
And as long as we allow ourselves the enjoyment of it, right?
I think
that there are things that we receive that we don't let ourselves have the pleasure of receiving. Eating can be one of those things, depending on where you are in your relationship with the scale, so to speak. But, you know, I want to come back to something that you said in your definition of receiving about being free to be who we are. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit more about that in relationship to receiving.
Yeah, wow. I know we're going to get more into this. But myself and, you know, the clients I work with have grown up in an environment where they don't feel safe to be themselves. Mm-hmm. Whether that's the influence of, you know, their household environment, whether that's what society values and, you know, presumably doesn't value, and then also kind of, you know, different models of love or distorted models of love that we've experienced. And so all of that shapes us to makes us feel as if the things that are natural to us aren't acceptable, or people don't have the capacity to support us in the ways that we need, right? And so we can grow up feeling like we don't belong, that we're too different, we learn to shut down those parts of ourselves or hide them or hold it back. And we try to squeeze ourselves into these other models that feel very unnatural to us, but we think, are the only ways to receive what is meaningful.
Yeah. So if receiving, if I'm hearing what you're saying, if receiving is a state of being, and it's our ability to really open and enjoy and allow what we are seeing and bringing in, if we aren't who we, if we are being somebody other than who we are at our core, it gets really hard to receive whatever the resource is, whether that resource is love or money or enjoyment, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We make everything conditional. We think that, I need to meet this variable X in order for me to have Y, money, love, value, security, relationships, happiness.
Yeah. And then that makes total sense as then to why we tend to focus more on the action steps, right? Making something happen. What can I do? And why we sort of maybe, this might be too strong a word, but shun the receiving aspect of it, because it's safer to play in this model of who I'm supposed to be, and I'm going to take action here, as opposed to doing the vulnerable thing, which is to stop and breathe and open and allow something to flow to me.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, a lot of us have been told that, to get our heads out of the clouds, to stop dreaming, to be real. And so, life happens by working hard and taking action. And so we learn really quickly that, just a state of being isn't worthy enough, and that we have to, put ourselves in action mode, accomplishing, proving, achieving to get what we want.
Right. Because, just watching the clouds can't possibly be enough, right, Nat?
Right.
Oh, man, I can hear some responses. But so to circle back, and we're going to get deeper into this, into the conditional receiving in the next segment. But let's just kind of come back into this, the definition that we've set here, which is receiving is a being state. It's that. And I would say that the being state, meaning what's equal to what it is that you want to receive. So if I'm wanting love, it's being in that state of love. Mm-hmm. If I'm wanting a resource of cash or money, it's being in a place of joy and abundance, because then that's my, then that's equal. Right. So, okay. So we're going to stop here for just a second. We've got to take a quick break. You're listening to Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer and Nat. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about, we're going to go deeper into the ways that we accidentally shut down our receiving. So stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Your inspiration all day on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune into Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit livingyourgifts.com. That's livingyourgifts.com.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
We're back on Soul Wisdom Abundance with me, your host, Jennifer Bloom, and my guest, Nat Kropmetri. And Nat, did I pronounce your last name correctly?
Yeah,
Excellent.
Yeah, perfect.
Okay. Fantastic. All right. So with that being said, Nat and I have been talking about receiving, about the being state that that receiving is. And we're going to start talking in just a moment about ways that we accidentally shut off our receiving. But before we do that, Nat, can you let our listeners know how they can get in touch with you?
Yeah, they can go to boldaliveness.com.
Love it. I love that website, Bold Aliveness. If I can feel it. Now, you also have a video for folks if they at your website as well.
Correct. Yeah, they can then go to boldaliveness.com/soulabundance. And this video is share a couple different ways for them to lighten up, to lift up their energy, feel more expansive, get into that being state that's all about receiving.
Fantastic. Okay, so that'll also be on the for those of you who are listening, it's also on the page with the recording, so you can find that link. And I'm gonna highly suggest that you take advantage of that, because again, receiving is, it starts in our feeling state, in the being state. All right. So Nat, we were talking before the break about conditional receiving. I have to, do X to get Y. And there are lots of different ways that lots of different patterns that we have fallen into that stop our ability to receive or kind of hold back our ability to receive. And I know that you have a whole model around this. So I'm curious if you can share a little bit about your unconditional receiving model and then some of these ways that we accidentally stop our receiving.
Definitely.
I know that's a big question, so bite off whatever you want from that. I think the most important piece here, it really is, let's talk about some of the things, the patterns, right? Like how we accidentally stop receiving.
Yeah, and it's not so accidentally, in a sense where a lot of these patterns, habits, behaviors that we engage in are learned behaviors that we used when we were young. We used to feel, a sense of love and value. We used to survive to get our needs met. And so, the intelligent part of ourselves learned that, okay, this is the way that life works, or this is the way that I need to be in order to feel secure and to feel love and get what I need. So I preface it with that because it's not that you're bad or you did something bad. This is what you needed to do, and you didn't know that this is now how you continue to live. Like, these habits no longer work for you if you're wanting to expand, grow, evolve.
Absolutely, right? I think that's a really important point, because sometimes when we are trying to change, we do get hard on ourselves. Like, mm-hmm. What was I thinking? But it wasn't it wasn't specifically thinking from an adult point of view, right? The child needs to survive. Mm-hmm. And we were really smart, right? We figured it out. We figured out how to survive. And it's just that then these patterns stop what we want from an adult perspective. But I also think that one of the things that's really interesting is that so we have this pattern or habit that we created when we were young. It worked then, it doesn't work now. But the amazing thing about it is it leads us back to who we really are, mm-hmm. right? It opens us up. So it saved us, that's a little dramatic, as a child, and it is also providing this amazing expansion as an adult. It's a gateway, right, to get into that place of expansion.
Yeah, absolutely. So unconditional receiving is really about letting yourself, or in kind of opening up into the parts of yourselves that contribute to the whole you. It'll make a little bit more sense when I talk about the conditional receiver archetypes that I've identified. But essentially, conditional receiving is when you think that you need to meet a condition before you can feel free, before you can feel loved, secured, valued, and successful. And unconditional receiving is where you're just feeling at ease with who you are, that you're engaging in the power, creating harmony within yourself, so that you're operating as you, and you can feel joy living as you. Okay, hopefully that makes some sense. So
yeah, that makes sense. Yep.
Okay. So I identified five conditional receiver personalities. There's the perfectionist, the overgiver, the prover, the no-needer, and the sacrificer. And so just a little bit about each. The perfectionist believes that they need to be perfect, that, you know, what they put out in the world needs to be perfect. And they're always tweaking, and they're always, you know, editing, and oftentimes what they're creating in the world doesn't get out in the world because they keep on tweaking and feeling like it's never enough. And there's a real fear, like this internal visceral feeling of like, if I don't get it right, then I'm not going to get what I really want.
Yeah. So it's safer to hold on and not put it out.
Correct.
Right? Because otherwise it's just going to really be in my face.
Right.
That it was bad. Right. Or wrong.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly. The overgiver is someone that is constantly giving. You know, just here, take this, here, have this, here. But they don't allow themselves to receive in return. You know, have this, oh, you know, let me give this back to you. No. You know, they're like, I can't possibly receive, because there's often like, I can't possibly receive that. You know, there's a sense of like, what I'm giving is, or what I'm receiving from you is not, does not match the value that I see of myself. So I have to give more of myself.
Hmm. Sounds very draining.
Very draining. Yes. The next conditioned receiver is the prover. And this personality believes that they always need to prove themselves to feel a sense of value. They're the overachiever, the workaholic, the person that doesn't that feels uncomfortable taking time for themselves. They're the person that maxes out their schedule. So they're always achieving more, not really giving themselves credit for anything accomplished. You know, as soon as something is achieved, they're on to the next thing.
So I would imagine that if this is an archetype that you developed, you know, is your personal pattern, that it would be uncomfortable to think about receiving unless you've done the work, right? Unless you've done the 10 steps, right? That receiving maybe isn't even in the vocabulary.
Right. Yeah. After they've done the 10 steps and then, you know, bonus credit.
Right. Right.
Yeah. The next condition receiver is the no-needer. The no-needer is someone that needs to appear strong, that maybe was lauded for being strong. They're the ones that tend to be the caregiver, the lone ranger. They need to look as if everything is, you know, that they have everything put together, and they don't allow themselves to have their own needs. They won't let anyone know that they have needs.
Again, hard to let something else come in and be received if you haven't. If you can't look like you need something, how can you receive? Right? How can you easily receive? Yep.
Right. Yeah. Because for the no-needer, showing that you have needs is seen as a sign of weakness. Like, I'm not strong enough, so I have to keep up the pretense that I have everything together, because I don't want to be perceived as weak.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Atlas, carrying Atlas on your shoulders.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then the last condition of receiver is the sacrificer. And they are consistently giving up what is important to them. They're the ones that have trouble with boundaries, setting their own boundaries, sticking to a schedule. As an entrepreneur, they're the ones that are giving up their own time to serve a client, or they go beyond the time because they just want to give more. It's like there's no room in their life for the sacrificer. There's just only room for everyone else.
Okay. All right. So as I'm going to invite our listeners kind of just sort of for a moment, just sort of let all of that sink in. Right. And again, remember, as Nat says, these are patterns that we developed over the course of time in order to keep ourselves safe and alive. And even if you weren't in a family where you felt like it was life or death, to the child, receiving love and acceptance is life or death, right? We need that acceptance in order to be held by our community. And so just let each of those archetypes kind of marinate a moment and notice for yourself what sounds familiar, right? And Nat, I'm just briefly ask you, because we've got about 10 seconds before break, are you a single archetype or could you have multiple archetypes?
You can have multiple. I am all five.
Yeah. Okay.
So you can belong to the, you know, all five club if you'd like to.
Talk about the overachiever.
Right. But just know that certain ones will become more dominant depending on the situation.
Got it. Okay. All right. So let's pause there for a moment. I'm Jennifer Bloom, and you're listening to Soul Wisdom Abundance, Create Wealth Through Spiritual Health. When we come back from break, we're going to talk a little bit more about these archetypes, and not just about the archetypes, but how we can break the pattern so that it's easier to receive. All right, everybody, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. If you haven't been practicing active listening or not getting into some bad habits, it's a good idea to go back to the basics and remind yourself how to be a good listener. Here's an idea that might help. When your child comes to you with a story about her day, set aside whatever you're doing and give her your full attention. If you're in the middle of something that can't be put aside, tell her that you really want to be able to give her story your full attention and ask if you could continue the conversation at a specific time. So for example, this sounds like an important story and I'd really like to give it my full attention. Can we talk about it in 10 minutes when supper's in the oven? Active listening might sound like common sense, but often it's these simple skills that get buried in our parenting pack and easily forgotten or overlooked. Challenge yourself to practice this skill for a full week and see if you notice a difference in how much your child is sharing.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
On Soul Wisdom Abundance, Create Wealth Through Spiritual Health with me, your host, Jennifer, and my guest, Nat. So we've been talking, we were talking in the previous segment about the different conditional receiver archetypes, talking about how you can have one or five, and there may be ones that are dominant, and depending on how you, how life went for you. But I think what I'd love to do now, Nat, is to talk about how do we break that patterning? How do we start to build a new pattern so that we are able to open up into a place of joy and ease and receive? Do you have a favorite way to start to change the patterning around these archetypes?
Yeah, within my model, there are specific ways of being to practice for each archetype. And I can go over that real quick.
You want to pick, what do you, in your work, have you noticed an archetype that comes up more often than not? Maybe we could pick two and talk about those.
Sure. I would say the prover comes up quite a bit. Mm. And probably either the no-needer or the sacrificer. So let's do like prover, sacrificer.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah. So I think the first thing to do to recognize before we make the shift is to recognize that there's a payoff for each one of these. So even though these conditional receivers are preventing you from receiving to the level that you'd like, the reason you keep it going is because you get something from it. Mm. Right? So, you know, the overgiver gets a sense of value, a sense of love. You know, they're always giving, they're being appreciated for giving. And so because they get that type of energy from that way, they're almost okay with, whether it's they're okay or they're just not in tune with how stressed they are, how taxing it is. And we were talking about the prover, the prover has learned to ignore their emotions, and they're pushers, they're striving. And so again, they get recognition for their achievements. They get a high, they're addicted to that adrenaline of doing more. And then like the sacrificer, for instance, again, feels like, oh, wow, I'm giving and, I'm being kind and I'm being nice. And, this is what makes me feel good about myself. So I think that's the first thing, is to know that there's a payoff for each of these, and that's why you continue to do them.
Yeah. And so it brings us back to the point that we were making in the first segment, which is you're always receiving.
Correct.
Right? So
right.
It is a little complex when you start to dig into it, because if I'm the prover and I'm, I've got that addiction to cortisol and adrenaline, and that's what feels good, I am receiving there. Or the sacrificer who's got that sort of open-hearted feel from helping other people,
mm-hmm.
right? It's a matter of balance of what do I really want? But I'll let you get into that too. But it is to your point earlier of we're always receiving. So
Right. And regarding the prover that is addicted to the cortisol or the adrenaline, they also feel really uncomfortable sitting still. And so all of these conditioned receivers, part of the way of moving into unconditioned receiving is learning to become more comfortable with the uncomfortable and moving through it to expand our capacity for more of life in ways that are different, that are unfamiliar, that are uncertain, so that we can, you know, open up ourselves to receive more.
Comfortable in the uncomfortable. That's an interesting prescription, right? But it's so important to be able to get, because if you, what is it, the, I can't remember, is it the Einstein quote, or you, well, you do the same thing, you're going to get the same results, right?
Yeah,
you
keep, right?
So how do you get comfortable being in the discomfort?
My favorite way is to breathe consciously, to be aware of the discomfort. You know, we all have different ways that we deal with discomfort. Some of us shut down, run, avoid, and others numb through more, you know, doing more, right? Overworking. So like the prover, for instance, sitting still, relaxing, having spaciousness feels uncomfortable. They feel like they should be doing something. So actually the prescription, if you will, the way of being, the practice for the prover is to practice feeling at ease.
Yeah.
And that creates the opening that allows them to become the unconditional receiver, which I call the, for the prover, is the surrendered provider. Letting go and trusting that things will still get done, things that they will still be able to receive what is important to them by relaxing, by breathing, by creating time in their schedule.
I'm nodding my head and feeling a sense of expansiveness as you talk about that. And also I can feel how when, you know, I talk about a lot about doing and being, right? That those doing those external steps and the being, which are the internal steps. And when you've been doing, it gets the being part just feels so foreign. But I can, you know, as you become that surrendered provider, you begin to, I can feel how the space opens up to allow all the resources of the divine, right? This is really bringing receiving up into that realm of soul and divinity so that you have, so that you are able to get replenished and have something at your back that is helping you put out into the world what you want to put out, but also to receive more of what you are wanting to receive.
Right. It's interesting because the prover or any one of these, they want to feel a sense of ease. They want to feel joy, fulfillment. But they believe that they can't have that until they achieve. And so the solution actually is to give themselves permission to feel it now and to get comfortable with feeling what they really want. And that opens up the door to different possibilities so that they're not depriving themselves. They're not abandoning themselves in the process of creating their life.
Love it. And to be that, it's what an important concept to say, I can have it now, right? I don't have to do the 10 steps first. I can start with this ease now. And, you know, that probably for people who are listening who are provers, right? There's discomfort in that statement, right? But as you said, sitting through it, breathing through it, playing with it, experimenting with it, noticing, do I like it better this way? Or did I like it better before? Right? And making that conscious choice as to how you want to open up to receive in a new way.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love that you brought up experimenting, because that is the way that I like to work with my clients, where I invite them into an experience to play, to see what feels better, and to move through the discomfort, but to come to a place of harmony within themselves, right? We tend to live by these rules of the past or of other people, of how things should be. And it's like we eliminate ourselves from the participation of it.
Yeah. 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 Beautiful. So what do you want to share about the sacrificer?
Right. So the sacrificer tends to give up everything to everyone else. The way of being to practice is to take up space. To honor what lights them up, and to be vocal about what is important to them, versus just kind of like head down saying, you know, like giving up to what other people's needs are, right? Yeah. And so by taking up space and honoring what most lights them up, they arrive at the unconditional receiver label of authority. Like, they are the authority of their own lives. They know what is needed, what structure and what flow, you know, that balance of the two is needed for them to show up as their best selves.
Authority of yourself. I love that. And you know, so much of this is, and you've said, but just it is really giving yourself permission to be yourself, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's really what we're talking about here, right? Yeah. Is to step away from the rules and create your own. And that seems like it should be simple to do, right? But there's a lot of discomfort in when you've been living by somebody else's rules. But when you can expand and allow your own rules, that's really where that, well, I'll use the word magic. And it feels like magic when you're doing it for the first few times, right? That's where the magic happens.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
There's a beauty and a flow of, you know, when you're partnering with yourself, you know, with your soul, that things happen in magical ways. It's not so linear. It's not so constricting.
Yeah. It's possibility, right?
Yes,
I mean, it's just,
right.
it's just unconditional possibility. So, which is an interesting word in relationship to receiving.
Yeah.
Wow. Nat, this has been an amazing conversation. Thank you so much for sharing your model with us. I think the archetypes make it so much easier to begin to understand how we have ended up showing up in the world as we are, and then what we can do and be, and maybe say that, what we can be and then do, so that we can really allow that expansion of ourselves and start living as who we are and receiving as we are. So thank you so much for being a part of the conversation today.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Jennifer. Thank you so much for the invitation to be here.
Absolutely. So I'm going to invite all of our listeners to go to Bold Aliveness and check out Nat and continue learn more about that, the his model of receiving. And so now we're just going to take a quick break. And this is Jennifer Bloom with Soul Wisdom Abundance. And when we come back, we're going to talk further about opening up to receive. So stay tuned.
Howdy, friends. This is Terry J. Walker with the I Am Power Hour, and this is your soul-stretching success tip of the day. As you know, we are the creators of our own reality. During our journey, we will write our own life story and create our own personal resume. We all have been provided the freedom to choose what we want, choose how we feel, and choose how we respond to events and circumstances. This brings an inspirational quote to mind. If you can dream it, you can do it. Mr. Walt Disney, I hope you have a wonderful day filled with love, light, creativity, and of course, your freedom of choice. Namaste, my beautiful friends, and I'll see you next time.
Inspire. Create. Empower. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
So welcome back to Soul Wisdom Abundance with me, your host, Jennifer Boom. All right, so let's keep chatting about receiving. I really appreciated all that Nat had to share. And I just want to reiterate that, you know, most of us have been trained to work hard, to sacrifice, to push, to make things happen so that we can have what we want, right? It's really, the phrase, you know, there are no free lunches in this world, right? That's something that comes to mind. So when we're looking at our ability to bring money in, there's really this concept that we've created that action is what's important, doing is what's important, and only when we've done the right kind of action will we be able to receive. And a lot of us, I put myself in this category, are comfortable in the doing. We're comfortable in that action state. We're comfortable in working and sacrificing and doing all of these things to make sure that our bank accounts are full. It's a very vulnerable thing to stop that action and open up to the being state that is receiving. And it's vulnerable for a variety of reasons. Receiving, again, in that being state, your heart tends to be open, right? If you say, all right, I'm going to be in that state of openness and love, because that's matches what I want to receive, you know, you can kind of imagine yourself standing there open, this big open heart, and there's can be a lot of sense of danger around that. Most of us aren't in life or death situations, but we've certainly been in places where our hearts have been open, and then what we want hasn't come to be, or we've been rejected, and that hurts, right? There's no other way to say that. It hurts. So I'm going to invite you to play around a little bit with what it feels like to be in that open being state and notice what comes up. Notice the emotions that come up. Notice the thoughts that come up. And this is a really great, you know, as you become aware of what's coming up, it's a really great time to use some sort of modality that's going to help you release the ties that you have between having an open heart and a certain kind of feeling. Okay. So for example, if you are an entrepreneur and you have put out offers, you've put out your products, you've put out your classes, and you haven't gotten a great return, right? You haven't gotten what you wanted. It can be really hard to put out that next offer. Right? Or if you're somebody who has worked at a job and you've done all of the things you're supposed to do and that raise just never comes, right? It gets hard to begin to expect that you can do less, be more, and receive what you want. I love the modality of emotional freedom technique, but there's a lot of them out there. And if it's something that you would like help with, reach out, and I would love to have a conversation with you about to see whether that's something that I can help you with. But again, you really want to start to notice what starts and stops your receiving. One of the analogies that I like to use is to think about our resources as a river, okay? And you can imagine that there's a lock or a gate of some kind on that river. And the more you can have your gate open, right, that open being state, the more resources can flow through. But we always have a variety of ways that we open and close that gate. And this is some of the rules, right? The archetypes that Nat was talking about. But here are a few other things that can get embedded in our psyches that can keep that gate closed for us, right? No free lunches, something that I mentioned, right, just a few minutes ago. It's better to give than receive. Only selfish people think about what they want and ask for what they need. And here's a big one that I hear from people. You have to be careful because if something good happens to you, bad is just around the corner, right? Or there's the corollary of that. There's only so much good that you can have. If I get something that I want, there's something else that I want that's going to get taken away. Right? That's a huge belief pattern that I see in a lot of my clients. Right, and so of course it's scary to think about wanting that good because you're always fearful of that other shoe dropping, of something bad happening. So there's a real push pull, right? So you open your gate, you close your gate. You open your gate, you close your gate. Right? Let's see here. Other sort of belief patterns that open and close your gate. If you've had to work hard and struggle, that's what's going to make the good stick around. And another big one is judgment. What would happen if others, what are others going to think if something happens for you in an easy manner, right? What do you think of other people who get money easily? Okay, again, open and close. You want to have your gate as open as possible. And sometimes, again, it takes letting go of some of the rules. So my invitation to you is sort of, you know, if you want to rewind the recording a little bit and, again, listen to those rules and notice what feels true to you. What gets triggered for you as true, okay? And one other way to look at some of the rules that could be underlying that you don't really notice is imagine that you have a suitcase of money that shows up on your doorsteps and it's got a tag on it that says, use it well, right? That's the only stipulation, okay? How does that feel? Would you feel weird using it? Would it feel freeing and exciting? Okay. Now, if that feels okay, imagine purchasing something with that money and then going and telling your neighbor how easy it was to buy because you were gifted the money. Like, whoa, right? That can bring in the judgment, that fear, that worry. What are people going to think about me? Okay. So my invitation to you is to take a little bit of time and notice what parameters that you've put on your particular gate. Whether it's a sense of vulnerability, whether it's wanting to make sure that you have love and approval, or whether it's simply being, as we when we talked to Nat, you know, talking about the prover, the person who is kind of addicted to the doing. Because that's how they achieved love and support. Okay? And because the more you can know about these rules, the more you can start to work with them, release them, so that you can instead create the rules that you want. Because we each are in our own relationship with money, and we are the ones who are setting the rules. And that includes making and receiving. All right. There's so much more that we could talk about on this topic, but we're going to leave it there for now. I want to thank all of you for tuning in today to Soul Wisdom Abundance. Please join me the first and third Fridays at 12 Eastern and 9 Pacific for our ongoing conversations about soul and money. And during our next episode, we're going to be talking about money pain and real money stories. So please join us then. And until then, prosperous blessings.
Thank you for listening to Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about Jennifer Bloom or listen to past shows, visit JenniferBloom.com. You can subscribe to this podcast on any of your favorite podcasting outlets. Simply search Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom.
Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.